Good morning. It's 22nd of May. Our New Testament reading today brings us to the first epistle to Timothy and the first three chapters. I'm going to read to you from Brother Alfred Nichol's book on Timothy and Titus. This section is a comment on verse 5 of chapter 1. I shall read that verse to you first, using the New King James Version. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith." Now reading from Brother Nichols. The threefold origin of love. The love of which Paul is writing in 1 Timothy 1 verse 5 has a threefold origin. It is, first, out of a pure heart, and could not therefore be displayed by men of corrupt minds. The pure heart is an Old Testament concept, referring to the moral and intellectual, as well as emotional dispositions of a man. "He that hath a pure heart would ascend into the hill of the Lord and stand in his holy place," as we read in Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4. "He will see God," Matthew chapter 5. David most earnestly prayed that he might be restored to the divine fellowship in Psalm 51. So this is obviously inseparable from a good conscience. Conscience was a familiar word in the Hellenistic world of the day, a favourite theme of the Stoic philosophers. Its literal meaning concerns that which a man knows with himself. But Paul's usage has nothing to do with the Greek concept of the God within, although the word conscience is emphasised in the pastoral epistles, as, for example, in 1 Timothy chapters 1 and 3, 2 Timothy chapter 1, whether conscience is good or pure, and in 1 Timothy 4 and Titus 1, where, in reference to the false teachers, it is seared or defiled. For the true scriptural idea of conscience, we can go to Hebrews 5, verses 12 to 14. "The mark of a spiritual maturity is, by reason of use, to have senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Those who have their conscience purged from dead works are able to serve the living and true God, as we read in Hebrews 9, verse 14. So Paul exercised himself to have a conscience void of offence toward God and toward men. Such a scripturally informed conscience is consistent with rightly dividing the word of truth, in practice as well as theory. The other, third essential element is faith unfeigned, an unhypocritical faith, such as dwelt in Timothy himself and his forebears. It is a faith that worketh by love, Galatians 5, and purifies the heart, Acts 15. With wrong or inadequate ideas about God, true faith is impossible. And without faith in him and his purpose in Christ, there could be no purging of the conscience or creating of a clean heart. What a responsibility devolved upon Timothy and the faithful men who were able to teach others also. And we may say, what a responsibility devolves upon us. Thank you for listening.